Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Welcome to the all-gay version, the all-gay version of the Questionable Intelligence Report. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our lair of hedonism, broadcasting live from
a dump called Louie's office.
From a post-apocalyptic wasteland called New Jersey.
Two-thirds of the show's in New Jersey, and one-third is in MIA.
They'll be around.
They'll be around. Probably just...
You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to get us a caller.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Will it be our second vagina?
No. No actual vaginas.
Another Puerto Rican? There's only room for one Puerto Rican on this show.
Which Puerto Rican would that be?
I don't know.
What's the call-in number? Everybody, if you're listening...
Yeah, all right.
Call number.
Nick Jokes.
What up?
Hello, my man. You hear us clearly?
What the hell are you doing on a bus, bitch?
I'm coming back from Atlantic City.
Oh.
Oh, geez, you bastard. How come I wasn't invited?
I like how you have no money, Nick. You're always around someplace that has gambling.
Wait, hold on. Let me explain. I have answers for both those questions. They're the same answer. I did not go to gamble. I did not go to spend money. I went to go see, don't be jealous, the fantasy football convention.
A convention?
Yes, sir.
So are you on, like, the Fun Law bus or something?
The chicken? No. I took the old lady bus down yesterday, and now I'm taking a regular bus back to the city.
You took the old lady bus to Atlantic City?
Yes, I did.
So are you around a bunch of blue-haired old bras right now?
No, I didn't take the same bus on the way back. Now I'm taking a regular bus because I'm going straight to the city. The old lady bus would have dropped me across county.
So is that why you're being extra quiet? So I guess you can't be particularly vulgar right now.
I can be a little bit. I have a topic I'd like to discuss.
Go for it.
We could use some content. So
here's a question. Depending on the situation, let's say you're into a girl, and that's going to be a girl you have an interest in, or a girl you have dated, or whatever the case may be. What would be worse for you to hear, okay, that she is really into another guy and has, like, a great relationship, or that she's banging someone and he's beating her like a drum and basically killing her fanny?
Wait. Okay, so the question is... Which is worse to hear, that she has a great relationship with the guy or she's got a great sex life?
Yes, exactly.
Both of them are pretty bad, but the great relationship, you got to think, would actually have the great sex life folded into it.
Or be more of a block than just sex. Because girls can walk away from good sex.
I don't believe
it
any...
It depends on like the situation that you were in with the girl, don't you think? Like, if you had dated a girl for, like, a super long time, I think I'd be more upset to find out that she was in a good relationship.
Wait, so you dated... So if you're dating her... Okay, so this is a girl that you've had some kind of prior thing with.
Well, this could be a hypothetical conversation.
Well, we know it's not a hypothetical conversation.
If you're bringing
how
it up,
dare you?
Everybody... Nick, you never bring up anything hypothetically.
Not sure. Very topical.
But... So let me ask you a question, though, and you know, this being you notwithstanding. If this is a hypothetical situation, this would have to be a girl that you've had some kind of prior thing with.
Yeah, I suppose. But let's say it wasn't. Let's say it was just somebody, some girl you were crushing on.
So some girl I was crushing on, she told me. Well, here's the thing. What I was trying to tell you is that I don't believe anything girls tell me, like, for a second.
That's a pretty good rule to stick to, actually, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm fairly successful with women is because when they tell me things, I just don't pay attention to them. I don't listen to them.
Well, that's chances,
you know,
are. Listen to them.
Well, no, I hear what they're saying. Well, I hear what they're saying, but I don't.
Right.
And here's the reason why, because I really honestly believe that almost nothing girls say to you is without an ulterior motive. I really
that
believe
I agree with. I agree with that.
So when girls say something to me like, oh, I have a really great relationship or whatever, I feel like they're bragging because it's not fucking true, and they're, like, trying to convince themselves or they're just really trying to make you jealous. Or there's always something that...
Yeah,
me,
there's definitely an element in that. I agree with you.
Yeah, so I just ignore what they...
Women are always trying to lure you.
Exactly. Women are trying to lure you one way or the other. Exactly. Nothing they say, you should ever take at face value. Louis and I wrote a sketch about having a decoder ring for women speak.
it would probably be in the... It'd be a ring, but it'd be in the shape of that. What is that? That dummy to ask a question thing?
The thing you make in high school where you'd like fold a piece of paper and have numbers on the outside and you manipulate your fingers. Know what I'm talking about?
Mick?
We lost Mick. Why don't you go back to the show?
Mick?
Instead of deleting porno shots of your wife.
Mick? I lost it. Yeah, he hung up.
He's probably went through a tunnel.
Talking about tunnels, I wrote this down. We were talking about a lady here. Remember the old lady with the tunnel hand?
Oh, my God. I wish we had taken a picture of that because there's websites that we could have submitted that to.
Really?
We were sitting in...
Oh, that's where it belongs.
with the same phone.
Mike has 8 phones. You remember how people used to have like 4 phones back in the day? One for work,
one for
a
girlfriend, one
for
the mistress, and one for their...
Damn, girlfriend and a mistress? Jesus, that's how you roll. So Mike has 15 phones. But we were at the Raceway Diner.
Raceway Diner in Yonkers.
And
there was
an
old blue hair.
She had like blue, like light blue hair, and she had it in the shape of a tunnel going, like, it was a tunnel going right through her head.
She had, if you were looking at a tornado from the top, that's what her hair looked like. There was an actual
forehead
through the hair in a perfect spiral.
Perfect.
It was.
Wow.
It was a perfect spiral.
It was, like, incredible.
In the Raceway Diner.
So, Nick, what were we talking about?
We were talking about Nick being a terrible...
We were talking about the Dakota ring.
I thought we were talking about your horrible... I'd like to say it's luck with women, but I really think luck has nothing to do with it. I think you just...
I don't think it does either.
You really just need to focus on, and I hate saying this because it's really cliche, but you need to not give a shit about any woman in your life, really.
You know, guys do get results that way with girls.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I ever got results that way with girls.
Mick, for guys like you and me who are not Brad Pitts,
right?
It's all about attitude and personality.
I agree with you.
Swagger, even.
Swagger, yeah. So you just have to... Look, dude, you work for a fucking non-profit organization. That's fucking admirable.
You know what I'm saying? My man, you gotta shout that up. Oh,
that's admirable. You gotta feel yourself, feel good about yourself. Who gives a shit about all your... Accept your faults for what they are. Why are we doing this?
I don't know. Business card with a non-profit organization.
Mick, fucking buck up, grow a pair, for Christ's sake. How many times have I said that?
I'm actually on my way to see somebody else right now, so we'll see how that goes. That should be interesting.
I know how it is, though. And the one you... Look, I got to tell you honestly, Mick, I have never gotten a chick that I've wanted, that I've, like, actively tried to go after. It's never happened.
Right. Me neither.
It's always the ones that I don't care about that just fall into my lap.
I know. I hate
it. I see them as a possibility, and they're all about my dick.
Right.
How about me and you?
That's exactly how I was like, who's this fat Puerto Rican
now? No, it was the other way around.
Like, oh, my God, there's a penis in my face right now.
Exactly.
So, Mick, when are we having a man outing?
We need to have a man outing, like, very soon. I'm down for either next weekend or the weekend after.
Next week. I go on vacation in a few weeks, so.
Where are you going on vacation?
Next weekend.
What's the call-in number? 347?
347-202.
going to have JV calls?
Yeah.
347.
With all the calls out there,
347 and 202
0740.
All right, so mandate next weekend?
Mandate next weekend.
Next week. Saturday?
I'm down.
Yeah, Saturday's better because I work.
Ooh.
Yeah, that means, right, make,
cool.
That means you have plans.
All right,
yes.
My man. We'll drop it out.
I'll be there.
No pussying out. No, oh, I'm broke. I'm a faggot. I just got stabbed by 8 cops. None of that bullshit.
No meeting chicks beforehand and having them suck on your finger at the bar.
No, we're gonna get exactly. Chicks to suck on your fingers at the bar. That's what happens.
That was fun.
I think Nick owes us a lot.
Yeah.
Actually,
that was a good night for me.
I think it's all because of us.
He called Mono, but you know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Seriously.
She accused him of giving her Mono.
She accused you of giving her Mono, right?
Shit. Well, she didn't accuse me. She asked me if I had it because then she acquired it.
We basically walked up to a group of girls. Mike walked up to a group of girls. And somehow Nick wound up making out with a girl at the bar.
How does that backfire?
I don't know. And then we go to the bathroom. So we see this on the way to the bathroom. When we come out, she's licking Nick's finger.
No, she wasn't licking it. She was sucking on
his finger. She was like, fuck it.
Yeah, pretty much.
She was trying to make herself grow up with penis.
What?
Yeah. Which is impossible.
Then she disappeared.
Mick's penis does not activate the gag reflex, trust me.
No, not at all.
Did you, like, spill a shot on your fingers? And she was like, oh.
Yeah, how did that happen?
We never figured out
why she was sucking on your finger. Did you just,
wave your
hand
vaguely in her face?
She was really hungry?
Probably.
Because she was fat?
Probably. that's what it was. Maybe she thought it was food.
Yeah.
So it was like
cute little
fingers or something.
You thought you had vanilla Tootsie Rolls on your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
No, wait, so how did she actually wind up sucking on your fingers? I need to hear this.
I don't know.
That's not something that happens to me.
No, it doesn't happen to me either, and I couldn't tell you what precipitated that. I really honestly don't remember.
No, how do you not remember what made her put your fingers in her mouth? She met you 5 minutes ago, and she's gagging on your digits.
Literally 5 minutes before that, she had just met you.
She was like, okay.
It's true. I love it when you make those sounds, you're turning me on.
I bet.
Actually, Louis does gagging sounds pretty good. He's pretty good at gagging.
Yeah, we'll gag each
other. That
pretty good.
We've learned from each other at school. Mick, we should do a show next week from the bar.
From
I think
the mandate?
We can start doing shows again.
We should.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Damn, if only we can stream some footage of you and your fingers up.
You think that's going to happen again?
Mick is
crazy.
I doubt it.
Mick just loves Mick for some reason.
I don't understand it.
I can't, you know, he's a really good... When there's one girl, Mick is a fantastic wingman. Mm. Fantastic. But when there's two girls, and I'm a pretty good wingman when the other person is getting set up. But when Mick is with you and there are a couple of girls... The attention turns to him for some reason.
Jesus, he's like a teddy bear.
That's not true.
And it's weird because he wears shirts that says "I'm probably lying," and they still
like, "Oh, he's not really."
Well,
he's not a lie.
No, that's so
he's
cute.
Going back to the conversation about women, can I tell you that I've had probably more reactions from women to that shirt than anything because it's interesting to them.
I'm lying.
Just that stupid shirt.
Lying. Because they've all been.
Yeah, I have a shirt that says "I'm probably lying," and I've had more girls like comment on that shirt than like any time I've ever looked like nice or presentable. Because
yeah,
they're douchey and they
I love that shirt.
We need to walk into the bars wearing like chicken outfits. And
that would work.
Like, oh, I just got off from a long shift selling chicken.
Chicken outfits
exactly.
Would work.
Elmo, whatever, a bear.
We should dress up like the human centipede.
Chinese cities, everything?
No,
like
you,
angry Chinese?
You don't know about the human centipede?
Which one am I going to be?
Yeah.
Go watch The Human Centipede on Netflix. It's a horror film.
Oh, it's a horror film.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
I didn't mean to see that. It's, like, pretty brutal, right?
They show, he takes, like, three people, and he shows them mouth to anus.
Oh, my God.
And reroutes the digestive tracts through each other. So the first person eats something and then shits it through two different people.
Wow. But wouldn't the second person just die at that point from eating shit? Isn't that lethal?
I don't know. I guess there's the flaw in the otherwise obviously sound surgical logic.
There's like a part two to that now. The human butterfly.
No, it's called the human centipede. Two.
Oh.
The human butterfly.
Centipedes don't turn into butterflies.
Oh, my God.
You and Mick can handle the show for about a minute while I go get... You're doing a fucking Jell-O show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I pussed it out at the liquor store. He's like...
You guys are doing shots?
Yeah. We're in my office, actually. Post-apocalypse in New Jersey. We're, like, planning out the... our next year's, hopefully... No, it's going to happen. The project we want to do, the kid zombie movie. So we're just walking around planning out the... it's going to happen. This is going to happen here. Nick is going to be a zombie here. I need a child alive over there.
Okay.
Basically, like a bunch of kids who live in a warehouse, and Mike's going to be like their tutor. So we were like, let's get liquored up, go to the liquor store beforehand, and they sell Jell-O shots at the counter, like chocolates, like little
awesome.
Chocolates. You know what I mean? And are you bringing them warm up here? Is that what you didn't put them in the fridge? Oh my God, a warm Jell-O shot.
Open it up, you got to suck on it.
I see. Let me get the orangey one. Then, I guess.
Peach.
Oh no, with the purple bullshit.
Grape.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
No, I'm half black, so the grape one.
Now, is Mike spending time around kids really a good idea, all things considered?
Well, you know, it's gonna be supervised visits. We're doing shots, guys.
Gross.
Oh, it's all liquidy. It's not showy at all.
I told you gotta when you're open, you gotta suck on it.
I don't.
It's actually mostly solid.
I don't dip open things.
It's like my fingers actually. When they're open, you gotta suck on them.
Apparently.
Oh, they're gross and harsh.
It tastes like fucking gasoline.
Yeah.
Got a completely.
What the hell are you drinking?
Do you hear Louis slurping?
It's completely.
What the hell are you drinking? Actually, that's the sound we make when people are kissing in front of us. That's the sound we make to be disrespectful to them.
Oh, caller, 914, bullshit. Here we go. Hello, caller.
Wow, great reception, ladies.
Moves up a raider.
Who's this high-ass sounding motherfucker right here?
Man, I'm laying in bed watching Hoes. You got a nice TV. You got a comfortable bed, bro. I like laying in your room when you're not here.
He's farting on your bed.
He's farting on my bed right now.
Oh,
Well, you're the motherfucker that locks your door at night, so I can't lay in bed with you for 2 hours a night. You're fucked up.
Ooh.
Okay. I know at some point JV will go into your bedroom at night. Just fuck with
you. He was telling everybody the other night that he has already.
Yeah, no offense, Jay, but if I was Mike, I'd lock my door too.
Yeah, all I do is sleep in the same bed. I don't touch him, none. I just lay there and listen to him breathing, and I go to sleep.
I bet JV has, while Mike's snoring, he knows he's asleep, waggled his naked genitalia in his face.
I think that's probably happened.
Mike is a fan of dragons, and I like dragging my nuts across his face, so it does happen a lot, you know.
Yeah, he got me with that, which is the JV version of these nuts. This is what he says.
It really is. Good call on that one, Mike.
He comes up to me out of nowhere, and he goes, I mean, in all seriousness, he really threw me off. He goes, you like dragons? we're having a conversation. It died a little bit, and he goes, you like dragons? And he did this to his friend Eddie, too. I like fucking dragons. You know, I grew up drawing them shit. So I'm a bad fuck. Fuck, I love dragons. He's like, I'll be dragging my nuts across your forehead.
That was fucked up. What's the topic of debate here today, gentlemen?
What? Laughing, I'm like, you, like, what, how fucking old are you?
Silly, how old are you, JP?
He just turned 12.
36.
36.
Oh, shit, you're old, son. Damn.
Yeah, nigga, I was born in 1976. My dick is hard and strong for 36 years, man.
Wow.
Ravaging women, bro. It's bad, man. It's bad.
Right.
Yeah, pretty good.
You came out of the womb with your dick hard?
Yeah, the day that everybody's birthday is the day the first time your face is rubbed up against your mother's pussy, man. So shit's been touching pussy since birth, all right, man?
Came out of your mother's vagina with a heart on. Technically, you fucked her.
Yeah, I did, bro. Yeah, I'm reading a vampire book, and there's some vampires that like to control these guys' brains to fuck their own mother. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. It's disgusting.
Wow, what happened to me is what you're saying.
Yeah, I ain't down with that shit, man. We respect our moms and our culture, man. We smack them and spit them, but we never sleep with them.
Yeah, it's crossing the line.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
When am I going to meet your mother, Jay?
She's been over every time, but you're always at work. Yo, but just to get off course real quick, Mick, the Jets look like shit. It's going to be a horrible year for us.
I didn't watch it last night. What happened?
So wait,
Sanchez
now we're not,
got sacked. Tebow threw a pick. We're garbage, bro. We're garbage.
Now,
each quarterback we give up a total of about 9 sacks.
Yeah, the offense looks terrible. I saw the first game. The offense looked terrible.
You
yeah.
can actually hang up both of them.
Damn, man. You got too much power. How's my boy Lou doing over there? Dominicano.
No, you were saying your mom was there during the day, and Mike commented that's because she doesn't work. No, you
She was here Sunday. No, Saturday. Which was, no, you worked on Sunday, right, Michael? Was it Saturday this weekend?
Are you trying to fuck me up? You said she doesn't work.
Yeah, he's saying that your mom don't work Sunday.
My mom works, man. She works the strip every night, man. Who do you think tells my mom to get into the car and suck that dick? That's my mom, baby. My mom's the queen of the brothel, bro. Mike's mom's the hardest worker there, but my mom's the queen of the brothel.
Damn. Mike's mom actually listens to this shit, doesn't she?
Fuck.
Yeah, I hope not, man. I hope not. I haven't met you yet, Miss Garvey, but we're a cool piece, man. We remember that fling we had in 84? Remember the good times, baby.
Back in there, I remember 1984. I was like 40 back then.
You was a twinkle in my eye.
But here's the thing. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
Nice.
Oh, let me tell you something. This is why this show sucks. If it didn't suck enough with three banging on 40 men, one of which is married, two of which have no luck with, three of which have no luck with women. Then we let motherfuckers like this bald-ass Puerto Rican call in on our show and make it even worse.
I would make it good if you had a topic. That's why I asked. What was the topic of the day? I would say, and nobody answered me. You guys just kept talking about penises and assholes.
You want to know what today's topic is?
Yeah.
It's ask Mick what today's topic is, because I'm pretty sure today's topic is how pathetic Mick is with women.
Okay, Jay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Here we go. What do you prefer? Let's say you were seeing a girl, or you were interested in a girl, or you had an ex-girlfriend or whatever. What would you rather have her say to you? That she's in a relationship with somebody and she's happy with him, or she has a great sex life with him? Which would be worse?
I prefer to her to say she's in a relationship and she don't want to deal with me, and I'd be like, I respect that.
Okay, but what if so you'd rather have her say that she was in a relationship than, oh, I'm fucking this guy and we have great sex?
Yeah, I don't need to know her sexual exploits, because then that's putting me on edge. And as a man, the first thing
right.
we're going to do is try to sound better than him, which we're going to look stupid, you know, because we can never
right.
compare, because there's always somebody better, there's always somebody worse, you know. We just shut up and say, that's nice.
Hey, Nick, is the girl in the relationship actually JV? Is that what's the problem?
you're dating somebody that has a boyfriend?
Yeah.
No.
The difference is right here, right now, on a questionable intelligence
and
the first ever relationship reconciliation.
And let's not use sports as a euphemism.
Yeah, no gay sports analogy.
Yeah.
straight into the down and dirt gay bullshit that you guys are doing. Down in the dugout. Beating each other out.
Wow. So wait a minute, you're dating somebody that has a boyfriend?
No, I'm not dating anybody. But it's somebody that
you're interested in somebody that has a boyfriend?
I don't see that's the thing, I don't think it's a boyfriend. I think it's
you
just
need to stay away from women that
have
anybody involved in their life.
I think it's just somebody that she's sleeping with.
Oh, well, then you could probably snatch her up then. Be cool.
Yeah,
don't play too hard. Be cool. Take the bitch out. Hang out with her. Slip her a Mickey and then slip her your dinky, you know?
Yeah, but I didn't need to hear how good it was. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. If she's telling you that much and she feels comfortable with you as a friend to express that with you, you got no chance in fucking her. Or she's a fucking whore, and she just wants you to know that she has good sex and she wants to fuck you. And you take your chances there, you know? It depends.
But to tell him about other guys fucking her, then he's in the friend zone and he's screwed.
He's in a friend zone, or she just wants to just have sex and doesn't want no relationship. She just wants you to know, I'm a whore and I just want to fuck, Mick. Don't waste your time.
That might be true, but I think what he needs to do is he needs to take her out and get her fucked up, and then the truth will come out.
Nah, he needs to, like, not even give a fuck and just walk away from her. Take your losses, Mick. You're old already, man. Stop playing these games.
No,
you
I know. That's,
you need,
that's,
you need
that's,
to
that's,
find
that's
yourself a girl that sticks a thumb in your ass and doesn't cry about it, you know?
Why would she cry about her thumb in my butt?
Because you, she won't cry with you, but except unless you release on her. And then she'll definitely cry because that's nasty. But she might cry with Mick because he got a little tight asshole. I should have hurt her finger.
Compton style. Anytime there's anal play, it's Compton style.
Compton style, man.
That's
Compton. I don't know why you yelled Compton style the first night I caught you. I was wondering why you yelled Compton, and I was like, hey,
Compton. Mike said it just like that, too. Compton.
I thought he was egging me on to orgasm faster. I was like, you better come, or what's going on?
Well, that's it. Haven't you heard I need a bitch to yell out Compton in order for me to come?
That's awesome, bro. So, Mick, run away from this chick. Don't waste your time or money.
No, I'm not going to.
Resources are far and few. Spend your energy in somebody that's worthwhile. This bitch already went too far by telling you sex is good with another nigga, and that's the last thing you want to hear from a girl.
Right,
run.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's if she told me that, like, she was, like, really into somebody and they were having a good time together, that would have been, like, upsetting. But, yeah, I don't need to hear all this other stuff. Yeah. So I was just like, all right,
What you need to do is go with Lou and Mike and go to fucking Medieval Times, pick up a few guys, and have a fun night, bro. That's what y'all niggas got to do.
Where are you going next week?
You
said
to go to pick up guys at Medieval Times?
Yeah, broadcast the show from there, man. Yeah. Broadcast the show.
Oh, man.
Today I learned...
Set up a laptop with speakers there and invite the men to come up to the show and talk. Be like, yo, you guys are on the radio. And while they're talking and everything, grope them and get busy, you know?
Wait, say that again?
Set up a laptop with speakers and make it seem like you're broadcasting a show. Put up the name of your show on a little card.
Just hang up on them. That's fucked up.
The best laugh of the show. I made him repeat that just so I can cut him off.
Great minds think alike, though, because he did come up with the same idea we came up with for next week's show.
Cruising medieval times.
Doing the show on our mandate.
No, we're going to do the show on a medic. I've been saying that shit for weeks.
I've been saying that shit for years.
Son?
You heard him and you're at. No.
But we are going to be broadcasting live from Gay Butt Sex next week.
Yeah.
Next week. Yeah. Possibly, we might possibly be broadcasting from some Hall & Oates melodies.
Ooh. Interesting.
Drunken Hall & Oates singing at the end of the night.
Get my voice up there soon.
Yo, we should go to karaoke next week.
Ooh, I'm down.
Mick, you down for karaoke?
Yeah, let me know.
All right.
Yeah, you saw what he said? Let me know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, I'll think about it.
No, yeah, no, well, I'm down. I'm down.
Yeah, no, totally, maybe. Big maybe.
Call me maybe.
End the show right now. That's it. That's it.